I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. And each and every weekend, there are thousands of people listening to Senior Care Live, wanting to learn about the important information that we provide right here on this program. We constantly discuss several core categories, such as how to remain independent in your own home. And we're actually going to touch on that later on in the program today, and you won't want to miss that. We also discuss when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. We'll actually touch on that today as well. How to find the right senior care community that will meet your exact needs if you need to move. How do you pay for the high cost of senior care? It's all very, very expensive. So how do you pay for that? And then we also review many critical legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also touch on how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to the radio, streaming us online, or listening to a podcast, again, thanks so much for being here today. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can always reach us at our toll-free number. Here it is, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, Senior Care Live. com. All right, so let's start the program here, and we have some great guests here in the third and fourth segment. So stick around to hear what they have to say. We have some excellent stories to share with you here today, excellent examples of how to stay home and remain independent. But first, when do you consider moving from your home to a senior care community? It is by far the number one question that I have been asked since 2002 when I started my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Steve, when do we do this? When do you make the right move? You don't want to move too soon. You don't want to wait until a crisis occurs. Unfortunately, that happens way too often. When do you do that? So I would say that sometimes it's pretty obvious, but a lot of times it's somewhat gray. So I would say the following things should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, when it is no longer safe to live at home. And there are lots and lots of examples of that. Wanted to share a few stories with you here. I had a client, and he said, well, I knew I had to call you when I experienced this yesterday. So on his way home, he would stop by his mother's house, small home. She lived alone, and she had dementia. And he walked in at the front door. Hi, Mom. How's it going? Oh, everything's fine. And something caught his eye kind of behind her. And he looked and he noticed that her table had just literally caught on fire. And this is absolute true story. He goes running in there and it just started. So he was able to throw a towel on it and just literally just kind of just squash it right there and stop it. But he looked around and she had lit the candles on the table and the candle kind of wobbled and fell over and it caught her little, she had like a doily type of a tablecloth. And my grandma had some of those as well. It caught on fire. And fortunately for her and for everyone, he walked in at the exact perfect time and caught it. And he goes, Mom, what are you doing? You know, we talked about this. You can't light the candles. It's just not safe. And she said, I don't know who lit those candles, but I didn't light them. Well, she lived at home alone. She lit them and she forgot. And so that obviously a major, major safety issue. I had another client with Senior Care Consulting and we had met and then she put it off and put it off and put it off until this happened. She wakes up in the middle of the night to a noise. She wasn't sure what it was. She goes out into the living room. Her mother lived with her. Again, her mother had Alzheimer's and there was a fresh pot of coffee. And this was nothing unusual. Her mom usually was up at nighttime. And then she looked into the garage and the garage door was just starting to come down. And she looked out and she saw her mother walking clear down the street in her little lightweight nightie and little house shoes. She goes running out there. She goes, Mom, what are you doing? And she said, well, the neighborhood is unsafe and someone has to patrol the neighborhood. We need a neighborhood watch. And here's the problem with that. It was on a January night. It was about 2 degrees outside, and she's patrolling the neighborhood with her cup of coffee. She goes back in to see that there was one of these middle of the night, you should form a neighborhood watch kind of infomercials on the television, but with her Alzheimer's, she didn't take that in context and just went out and started patrolling the neighborhood. Obviously, if her daughter would not have heard her and was able to get to her, who knows how that would have ended in 2 degrees. Okay, another story with a client. And so I get a call the next morning. I've waited too long. My mother was almost, you know, potentially catastrophically injured. We need to find a place immediately. I've put this off for too long. Another client story of mine. He did a lot of traveling. His mother lived in his home. Again, with Alzheimer's, you see the theme here. And she would wander a little bit, but not enough to be overly concerned. And then one day, he's out of town. He was working over in St. Louis. They live here in Kansas City, of course. And he gets a call from the police department. We found your mother about a mile away from your home where she was living. And she was pretty incoherent, and we took her to the hospital. She cannot go home. If you're not going to be there, it's not safe for her to be at home. And I get the call. We need to move my mom immediately. I've been putting off calling you. I wish I would have called you sooner. If any of these stories sound like your situation, you too can call Senior Care Consulting, and we will help you. Analyze the entire marketplace and find the best fit for your needs, matching the exact needs of your unique situation. 913-945-2800. We offer a free consultation and there's really nothing to lose. Don't put your loved one in danger. So the number one issue that should trigger the conversation of considering moving from home to a senior care community when it is no longer safe to live at home. And many times that's living home alone. And many times that is involving some cognitive impairment. We have lots of other examples, leaving the stovetop burners on, not taking your medications on time, frequent falls, injured at home, falling victim to financial abuse. But I just wanted to share some of those stories with you. Just don't push that too far. I would rather move sooner than later and have your loved ones safe. Number two, when the health and well-being of the caregiver begins to decline. Now you have two people declining and you just can't let that go on very long. And there are all kinds of people right now lighting up saying, oh, yeah, we have that situation. My mom is beyond stressed and beyond tired caring for my dad. Or it could be in the reverse roles. My dad, I really see his health beginning to decline, and I see his energy and his enthusiasm. I see all of that declining because he can't take care of my mom much longer. So I have one client. It's been several years ago, and he actually shared with me that he had, this is horrible, but he had suicidal thoughts because he had taken care of his wife after her first stroke, and then everything was fine. She had another stroke. She was worse, and he just couldn't do it anymore. So we found a great place for his wife, and everything turned out fine. But, I mean, that's how far down he was. You can't have that. You absolutely can't have that. I've seen the caregiver pass away before the person that they're caring for because they put all of their needs second. So you can't do that. Number three, if staying at home is no longer an option for financial reasons. So it may be a financially driven decision, and that should trigger the conversation. And then last but not least, when you just can't provide enough care, you literally can't keep up. So you're getting tired and you're getting stressed out, and then the person needing the care, and you love them with all your heart, but their needs are now increasing and you just can't keep up. I like to ask the simple question, why not consider changing your role from the care provider, the hands-on caregiver, to the care manager or the care advocate, meaning together with some help from Senior Care Consulting, let's go out and let's find the absolute best place for your loved one. And then your role will then transition from the hands-on care provider to the care manager. Make sure that the staff knows everything they need to know so that you put them in a position to be the best possible care providers that they can be. Let them know, you know, strengths, weaknesses, likes, dislikes, night owl, up early in the morning, hates a bath, will only take a shower, or vice versa. Let them know. Okay. And let them know, and just be the care manager and the care advocate. Call Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many licensed senior care facilities are there in Jackson County, Missouri? A, 37, B, 58, C, 69, or D, 106. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. You can call this phone number 24 hours a day, and you will speak with a real live person. How about that? 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. It's very easy. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, give it a few seconds to connect, and then boom, you are in, and it is literally that simple. All right, so here we go again. Be very, very careful where you get your legal advice.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert. Brought to you by Senior Care Live.
I just have to say, this stuff drives me completely insane. And the real scary part of it is this situation is not isolated, unfortunately, and it is not unique. And so, as you know, on Senior Care Live, we deliver you the information, education, and resources that can, you know, for seniors and their caregivers that can really help you. And so you have a lot of people out there very impressed with themselves, and they really think they know what they're talking about, and they do not. I'm going to try not to yell too loud in this segment, but it lights my hair on fire. Can you tell I'm pretty fired up about this? Okay, so last week, I personally spoke with a person working at a nursing home. And let me say this, I'm not throwing all of these people under the bus, but there are a few of them who are doing the general public a great disservice. All right, I'm only speaking about them. And this one particular person, right, I explained that my client is moving to Kansas from another state. So my client lives out of state, pretty far away, still in the United States, but going to be moving here to the state of Kansas, and she will need a nursing home. And her financial situation, she has outlived all of her assets. She only has her monthly income coming in, so she will be technically Medicaid pending, walking in the door the very first day she's there. So she has no assets left. She has her monthly income, which is about $1,600, and that's it. That is the situation. Now, these are some of the difficult situations that we help our clients with Senior Care Consulting, and this is a tough one. It's pretty common, and we're really good at this, but this is a little more difficult on the financial side of things. Okay, so the nursing home representative, just this one place, there's one particular place that I called, said, and I quote, well, she, with an attitude, okay? Well, she has a major problem because she is not a resident of the state of Kansas. And she went on to ask, now, just how is she going to qualify for Kansas Medicaid when she doesn't even live here? So I bit my tongue off. And I explained very calmly that the day you move into the state of Kansas and you enter the nursing home in the state of Kansas, that very day you are considered a resident of the state of Kansas and the Kansas Medicaid rules apply. Period. This is not up for debate. It is black and white. It's as clear can be. And she goes, and basically her stuttering was, you know, I guarantee you she didn't believe me. However, this is a fact. This is the law. Okay. I have helped through Senior Care Consulting. I can't even tell you how many people for a major legal benefit and financial benefit who have property. Now, this is a different situation, right? But have property in Missouri, lifelong Missouri residents. The spouse still lives in Missouri, but the other spouse needs nursing home care. We move that spouse to the state of Kansas so that the Kansas Medicaid rules apply. And many times that offers a tremendous financial and legal benefit to the Missouri spouse. We do it all the time, and you can go the other way. You can be in Kansas, and you can move your spouse to Missouri. And again, the day they step a foot over the line into the state, and I'll go back to my original client here. You put a foot into the state of Kansas. You walk into the nursing home. You are a resident of Kansas. You don't have to establish a 6-month residency or anything like that. You're a resident on day one, and the Kansas Medicaid rules apply. Period. Right? So here's the point. Be extremely careful of where you're going to get your direction. And she acts like she talks, like she knows what she's talking about. And I don't know how many people she's given improper advice. right? But unless it's from a very qualified source, you may be receiving inaccurate advice, inaccurate information, and you may be walking down the wrong path. So again, be very careful where you get your legal advice.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So, well, Steve, where do you get your legal advice? I've said this 1,000 times and we'll say it again. I'll say it 1,000 times. Contact an experienced, qualified elder law attorney. So let me give you the name of a website and you can do a search in your area, all over the country. If you'd like to, it's NAELA.org, NAELA.org. That stands for the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. So NAELA.org. You can do a search in your area by city, zip code. You can go out so many miles and then it'll tell you who is listed in that area. You want someone who practices elder law 100% of the time. You don't want someone dabbling in this. Elder law is like real sexy now. It's a big demand and all these people are getting older and retiring. And so everyone's adding elder law to their firm. You want an elder law attorney, 100% elder law, who has a lot of experience. And well, Steve, they cost money. Well, guess what? They're going to save you money in the end and they're going to help you walk down the right path. All right, that's the end of my rant. Let's shift gears and let's go on to much greener pastures here. Want to introduce my special guest today and my friend, Patty Garrett, client care coordinator with Golden Heart Senior Care. And Patty, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back.
All right. And for our listeners, if we're going to be talking about home care today, Golden Heart Senior Care is an excellent home care provider. They provide services, Patty, on the Kansas side and Missouri side.
Correct.
And we have to talk about our third territory up north of the river.
Yes.
Because we're kind of divided out into three parts here.
We don't want to leave them out.
Absolutely. And so you have caregivers all over the city ready to provide care. Golden Heart is an excellent home care provider. Reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care at 913-534-8500, 913-534-8500. And Patty and I will review some case studies on how people have benefited tremendously from home care services. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by 24/7. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, no worries at all. You know, you may want to share the program with someone else, or you may just want to listen to it again. It's very simple. You can do that. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and there you will find all of the previously aired episodes. How about that? All right, back to my friend and special guest, Patty Garrett, client care coordinator with Golden Heart Senior Care at 913-534-8500. And Patty, I've been looking forward to the program today because you're going to share some case studies and some real, we're going to change the names. Okay.
Right.
Because that's what we're going to do. That's the right thing to do. But we're going to just, these are excellent, real, live. I mean, not made up. This is legit, examples of how Golden Heart Senior Care has helped many people remain independent in their home.
Right. Well, and everyone has their own unique story.
That's right.
Every single one of us on this earth doesn't live the same life.
Yep.
But you could take all the clients that Golden Heart Senior Care has and line them up and there would not be any two alike. So seniors do make up the bulk of the private duty care that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to give the first case study as an example of someone that we take care of who is not a senior.
Perfect.
This gentleman, I'm going to call him John.
Okay.
He's a middle-aged male, but he has a debilitating disease that causes him to need 24/7 care. And he's very able to direct his own needs. He's able to verbalize and speak for himself.
Okay.
But he needs help with his activities of daily living. And he's a very vibrant, productive person, but his body has betrayed him.
Okay.
So with the help of his Golden Heart caregiver, he's able to still work from home.
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
He does.
That's...
He provides income the same as if his body had not betrayed him.
But he's able to do it from home, and he has some assistance, and this is a perfect fit.
Yes.
Yeah.
He even does the grocery shopping for the family.
That's awesome.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
So yeah. I think any wife would appreciate that effort right there.
Absolutely.
But with the help of his caregiver, he participates in the running of the family home. And how great is that for his wife to come home to his physical care needs already being done for the day? And even we do the household chores for her. So it gives that family a sense of normalcy and a stable lifestyle for their children because they have young children.
Well, and it lets his wife be his companion, and it lets his wife be the mother for the children, and she's not completely sideways, 100% stressed out and fading.
No.
Due to providing the hands-on care, because you're providing it for them.
Well, and don't get me wrong, she has a full plate. She works outside the home, and she has a spouse who has a physical issue, but... When we first set up that case, we sat and made our list. And I have what, with Golden Heart, I have what's called a wish list.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, tell me in a perfect reality, what can we do to make you the primary caregiver spouse? What can we do to make your life easier?
Mm-hmm.
And so when someone gives me that wish list, I mean, you ought to see the caregiver sitting down and saying, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that because I'm going to be helping the wife, the primary caregiver, and not just the gentleman client.
Absolutely.
So
now did she start off with you 24/7, or did they start off with a few hours a day and then kind of get used to that and then escalate up?
This particular one started out with the same schedule they have now, which is the wife's work hours.
Okay.
So it's a very structured, same thing every single week, but we've gotten it down to a science. And between his input, her input, she comes home to most of the household chores being done. You know, we take care of laundry for the children. We, you know, make the beds and change the sheets and do that sort of thing and empty the dishwasher. So that when she comes home, she is wife to her husband. And guess what? The first thing they do when she comes home is they talk about their day.
Yeah.
And he has his day to offer from a work perspective, but also how the day went with his caregiver. And she comes home and talks about her job. They live a very, very as normal as possible with the card that they've been dealt. They lead a very good lifestyle according to the situation that they're in.
See, and that's amazing because we all know lots of spouses who work full time, the spouse at home just somehow manages to barely get by throughout the day. And then the spouse working outside of the home comes home and then boom, they are a full time caregiver. They're trying to clean up from the day and help the person who needs the care. Oh, and then by the way, they're taking care of their own kids. They have no time for their own needs and they just burn out quickly. So you made a very difficult position very doable, very easy. I wouldn't say easy, but it's manageable.
Well,
it's manageable.
It's manageable, and we don't get to pick the cards that we're dealt. All we can do is do our homework, just like you do for families that come to you with Senior Care Consulting.
Yeah.
All you can do is do the homework and present the best program that you can. And in this particular case study, we do a really good job of turning these people's life over to themselves.
That sounds phenomenal. I'll save a story for another time. So go ahead. Go ahead.
and the second case study that I wanted to go into is a gentleman that I will call William. And William has a progressive disease that requires a lift to transfer him. And for the knowledge of your audience, a lot of people don't know, a lift is basically a movable machine that when someone is not able to move themselves, you attach this lift to them and it basically does the work. So, but that must be done by a highly skilled CNA, which is a certified nurse's aide. But his wife also requires help with transferring. So with the help of the Golden Heart caregivers, they are able as a married couple to stay in their home together. They have family functions in their home. And it is an immeasurable for this married couple that they will stay in their home. Their kids will always have the memories of them watching TV. They eat dinner together. They sleep in their own bedroom for the rest of their marriage and their lives together. So they have a daughter who oversees all of it. We communicate with her for the scheduling needs, but they direct the running of their home. So we transfer them to their favorite chairs in the evening. We help them with their activities of daily living. We prepare their meal. They eat together and they watch the evening news together. So Golden Heart is very proud that as their personal caregivers, that they are making a difference to the later years of two people who made this plan a long time ago, Steve.
Because it's been you say it's a kind of a slow decline for him.
Yes,
It's a progressive disease.
It's a progressive disease. Mm-hmm. So they had time to say, hey, what do we want to do?
Yeah.
What do we want to do here? So they made their wishes known to the family, and they found a company, which is Golden Heart, who understands what their goal is. And their goal is, just like this younger gentleman in case study number one, their goal is to keep their life as normal as possible mm-hmm. to the way they've always lived their lives. And it doesn't always have to be that life is upended. You can find ways to create normalcy with the situation that you're in.
So you have some help from Golden Heart Senior Care, and then it's a little different maybe than it used to be, but it's a new normal and it's very manageable, and it turns into just this beautiful situation of remaining independent in your own home, being able to continue to function and interact with your family and have a life. If this is resonating with anyone, I cannot say strongly enough how much that I recommend Golden Heart Senior Care. I have personally referred several of my clients and several people that I know to Golden Heart, and they all came back. I follow up, and they all came back and said, it has been an excellent experience. I think you'll have an excellent experience, too. 913-534-8500. If you want to reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care for in-home private duty services from a couple of hours a day to 24 hours a day, 913-534-8500. And Patty, we only have about a minute left in this segment. I'm still, after 4 years of this, I'm still surprised how fast it goes. But I was interviewed by EJ and Ellen in the morning show. Oh, it's been a couple of months ago, and he had a question. He said, "Do most people feel guilty leaving the house and leaving a caregiver there with their mm-hmm. their loved one?" And I said, "When they leave the home and they feel a sense of just being able to kind of recharge the battery and kind of get a little bit of a break, and then they come back and they're recharged and they're refreshed." I said they get over that real fast.
They get over it real fast, along about the end of the first shift with them. Yep. And you know what it is? They come home. If they've left the house to go do their thing, they come home and they see things didn't fall apart.
Everything's great.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow. And so you have a little bit of trust, and then you're like, well, wait a minute. Maybe we can add a couple more hours onto that. And pretty soon you have a great situation. We'll be back with Patty Garrett, client care coordinator with Golden Heart Senior Care, right after the break with more case studies. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can also log onto the website at seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to my friend and special guest today, Patty Garrett, Client Care Coordinator with Golden Heart Senior Care. You can reach out to Patty and the great staff at Golden Heart Senior Care at 913-534-8500. That's 913-534-8500. Golden Heart Senior Care can offer services. Obviously, we're in the Kansas City metro area. We kind of have three distinct areas. We have the Kansas side, the Missouri side, and then north of the river. They can help you out wherever you live in the KC metro area, and they do a great job. And Patty, I always love sharing the quick story. When I was doing a search for memory care for two sisters, and they lived up north. They still live up north. And the caregiver that they had hired from another provider, they checked in on their mom with the cameras in the home to see the caregiver asleep in the chair, like right. all the time. And then their mom, who is supposed to be being kind of looked after by the caregiver, would tiptoe around the house as to not wake up the caregiver. And that, I just, when I hear stuff like that, again, my hair goes on fire, and I go, and they said, is that normal? And I'm like, absolutely not. Here, call this number. Call Patty, and I guarantee you they will do a much better job. And you did. They were very happy. They actually expanded their hours with you and as they waited out the waiting list, and then they moved their mother to the facility that we found them through Senior Care Consulting. But it was a great fit. And the point is, not all private duty companies provide poor care. And in fact, Golden Heart Senior Care provides excellent care and service.
Well, and you know, the moral of that story for me is two things. Number one, the daughter asked you, is that normal?
Yep.
Because in her, she's not from this industry.
That's her only experience.
That's
and it
right.
Was, it was a really negative experience.
And if you had looked at her and said, well, you know, that does happen, then for her, that would have been the normalcy.
Well, they were going to fire them and just go do without.
Right. And do it themselves.
Yeah.
But the
they
second.
They were tired too, by the way.
They were very
tired. Yeah.
But they got energized real quick.
Real fast.
They did.
They said, we checked our cameras, and Golden Heart Senior Care personnel, they don't sleep in the chair on
no.
the job. And I'm like, how about that?
No. You know? And when I have a family like that, I want so bad to, the second thing is I want to leave them with a good, basically, taste in their mouth.
Yeah,
for,
yeah, good experience.
Well, for the job that they did, too.
Yeah.
You know, they were providing, they're the ones who hired whoever, the company to come in. And before their mother moved into the facility that she ended up going to,
yeah.
they were left with, you know, we did good.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
And they did a fine job, and they fell into that category of the caregiver's health and well-being beginning to decline, because both sisters, they were absolutely worn out.
They're worn out.
And so you were able to fill that need for about that 3 month period in between when they contacted me and they actually moved her into this assisted living facility. And it was a great experience. And now they have belief in private duty services.
Yes.
That some private duty services do a great job. And obviously you did that for them. So, all right. So Patty, let's move on to client case number three.
Okay. The third case I wanted to talk about was a client that we'll call Betty with the disease that attacks about 75% of the clients that we care for, and that's Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is so prevalent. And Betty lives with her husband. but he is not able. They are senior adults. You know, they're in their late 80s. And he isn't able to provide the care that she needs, but he's able to love her and he wants the best for her in their home that they've lived in all of these years. And so Golden Heart is there. We get her up in the morning. We bathe her. We help her focus on the life that she has at home with her husband still. And Alzheimer's has robbed her of so much. You know, we can alter the effects of outside stimulus where she's at and provide comfort for her there. But she is frail, yes. But she needs help with everything that she does. But she's happy because she still knows that she's in her own home and that she's with her husband. And she's where life is familiar. And her husband is so thankful that he's fulfilling his promise to his wife to keep her at home.
I can't even say how huge that is.
That's a big deal.
He is keeping his promise, and he needs a little help. And guess what? The men, we're Superman. We can do it. But guess what? Sometimes we can't, and we need help. And I applaud him for saying, hey, I need some help. And he didn't let his pride get in the way, because men, we are very prideful.
You guys are so prideful.
We are. We're stubborn. It's just terrible. But he set that aside and he said, hey, I need some help, and I know. I need some help. And so good for him. So he brought in Golden Heart Senior Care, and now he kept his promise. That's huge.
Well, and when the day comes that she possibly is no longer with him, he will look back on it and know that he fulfilled the vows that he took to her.
And his kids will admire him for that. His family, his community. I'm getting kind of goosebumps just thinking about that. You just cannot understate all of this.
And sometimes one of the most important things is when we talk to the spouse of the client that we're taking care of. When we see the effect that we have on them, about how it makes them feel, and the pride that they have that they're doing. And we sometimes will look at them and say, has anybody told you today that you are doing a really good job, that you are a good, good husband, or you are a good wife? They just need that.
Yep. So when you bring in Golden Heart Senior Care, they're going to provide care for the person in need, but you will benefit as much or more than the person receiving the care. Golden Heart Senior Care, 913-534-8500. And Patty, we only have about a minute.
Okay. Well, I wanted to give all these examples that I could. I could sit and talk all day about the good things that we do, but mainly we want to keep people safe in their own home for as long as they want to be in their own home, should it be a long time or a short time. But some families have time to prepare, but sometimes, you know what, that isn't always possible. So no matter what, if it's a crisis or if it's a, hey, we know something's coming, no matter what, I can help you. I can help you. And please, I would love it if people would just call and say, you know what, I've got this coming, and I'd like to just sit down and know how this all works.
And it's a no obligation appointment and assessment.
Correct.
Zero pressure. Call Patty Garrett. They will come out to your home and visit with you about that. They'll let you know about the cost. They'll let you know about the services that they can provide. There is nothing to lose. 913-534-8500. And I'll tell you what, I would make that call sooner than you think you need to. That will be a huge benefit. Golden Heart Senior Care at 913-534-8500. Patty, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
I love the stories, and I think we need to talk about more of them maybe next time.
I love it.
Excellent. All right, and to everyone listening, thanks so much. I'm so honored that you spent part of your day tuning into this program, and I really appreciate you so much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.